It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Indian Lake High School, where our Lady Indians will be taking on the Indian Lake Lady Lakers. And we're about maybe 10 minutes from game time. Everything's running a little late. They do 20 minutes in between games, and they had senior night for bowling, swimming, and girls basketball. And I think there was one other thing, maybe cheerleading. I'm not sure. So we're getting pretty close to game time. Looks like it's 8 or 9 minutes here. So just a couple of things. Both teams are coming in. I believe the Indians are 5-9, and the Lakers are 5-10. But both on the downside of things. But Indians lost the last game, but they won three in a row before that. And at least on paper, this is a very winnable game. We do have a handful of fans, maybe 25 fans, that made the trip over here that weren't afraid of going home in the ice storm, if that is what happens. Everybody's talking about different times when it'll start. I'm hoping it's way after I get home and get everything in the archives. JV's won their game 38-16. I believe it was at one point 16-3, and Indians put it away pretty early. I didn't catch the scores for any of them, but I watched most of it, trying to get some technical things straightened out. But we looked pretty good, and so Indians come away with a JV victory. We'll see if the varsity can do the same thing. Things that are coming up, we have the Thursday, the Marion Local Flyers, the Lady Flyers, will come into Fort Sight Fieldhouse. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the game, and their audio will be on the NFHS video, which reminds me, the NFHS video is available tonight. My understanding is they don't have audio with it, but they do have the video, and maybe with pause buttons you can coordinate it with our audio and keep track of the game that way. So they do have NFHS video here at Indian Lake High School, and they are talking about they do have huddle too, but it is not hooked up. They're going to finish off their contract with NFHS and then go to huddle. And as you may have noticed, I am fairly close to the Indian Lake band, and they're playing on senior night for the ladies. And they're sounding pretty good. There's probably 50 of them. They're pretty nice size and look pretty sound pretty good. So Thursday, girls host Marion Local. Boys will be at Marion Local on Friday. We're hoping to broadcast that game. We may have to simulcast WCSM. We sometimes have trouble getting a signal at Marion Local. We've changed software, and we'll see if that's doable now. And they will also have NFHS video available. And from time to time, they will have their some local guys doing the audio for it. So, but the NFHS video will be available, maybe with audio. Then Saturday, it's a girls and boys doubleheader. It'll be the girls hosting Franklin Monroe. That's a varsity-only game starting at 11 a.m. That's at home. And then the boys go down to Mississinewa Valley, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And they do not have NFHS video there, as far as I can tell. So those are some things coming up. Let's take a little break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two and try to get ready for the start of the game. Back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Welcome back to Wayne Lakes High School, where it's not Wayne Lakes, Indian Lake High School, sorry. I'm very distracted by the very loud band right next to me. And so we are getting ready for the game here. Looks like for the Lady Indians, it's a little tough to see the stat board, but it looks like it'll be our regulars, Carly Niekamp, Callie Wendell, Sage Luthold, Cameron Mullenkamp, and McKenna Hulskamp will be the starters. And for the Lady Lakers, it'll be Haley Edwards, Mackenzie Dixon, Carly Strayer, Katie Roby, and Savannah Hill. And Haley Edwards is a senior. Katie Roby and Savannah Hill are also seniors. Those are the three seniors they have. I know at least one of them is a pretty good player. The other two may be starting because it's senior night. We'll see how that goes. But again, it's kind of both teams, well, with similar records. We're 5-9. They're 5-10. They're getting ready for the national anthem, and I'm being drowned out by the band again. So we'll just take a break while they do the national anthem, announce the starters. Be back in a couple of minutes.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, bulk and casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork chops. And their steak bundle has cube steaks, plus ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bones. Stop back at their meat counter for more details. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some left over for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com. or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lane's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses? When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Indian Lake High School, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the Lady Lakers. And just getting ready to go here, getting ready for the tip-off. The same officials that they had in the JV game, I don't know if that's a common thing over here, something they are doing because of the impending weather. We'll see. But I was watching the officials, and I've seen every one of them in varsity games, and I didn't understand why they were doing the JV. So they're probably getting a little extra pay, and nobody else has to be out on this night. Indians get the tip. Cali with a three-point shot right off the bat. No good. Cameron with the rebound, and she puts a shot up and tipped around, and Indians tip it out of bounds. So it'll be the Lady Lakers triggering it in. 7 minutes, 42 seconds to go here, and just getting started. It is Savannah Hill. She's on the right wing. Passes into Haley Edwards, and she brings it back out to Mackenzie Dixon, and Edwards again out at the top of the key. Very good ball handler. That's the one that seemed like got the biggest hand on senior night. They try to get it underneath, and kind of a little overthrown, and the Indians will take it out the length of the court. 7:18 left. It'll be Cameron getting it to McKenna. She'll drive in from the right side. Up, no good. Rebound to Dixon. She'll get it over to Edwards. Edwards gets it across over in the corner to Roby. Three-point shot from the corner, no good. Tipped out and recovered by the Lakers, and they'll pass it around underneath. Shot off the 5-foot shot, no good. And Cali with the rebound, and she's coming up court and got fouled. And that will be a foul on Carly Strayer, her first, team's first. Indians will take it the length of the court. 6:42 left. No score in the ball game. So it'll be Cali to McKenna. Carly dribbles across the lane. She'll get it over to Cameron. She'll get it out to McKenna. Quickly over to Callie on the left. She'll dribble into the lane, kicks it out to Cameron. She'll go from the baseline or from the foul line into the baseline and goes up. No good. Probably a lot of contact, but not called. Rebound to the Lady Lakers, and they throw it out of bounds. So it'll be the Indians' ball. And get it into Callie. She's out on the left wing. She'll give it to Carly, crossing across. She'll kick it out to McKenna. And they get it out a little too far. McKenna went off her fingertips, and she steps on the midcourt line, which is technically out of bounds. So it'll be the Lakers' ball at midcourt. Yep, they're bringing them down a little bit to around the foul line, the volleyball line. And they'll bring it into Savannah Hill. Tried to go inside, tipped away by Carly. Tried to get it to Carly Strayer. And it's McKenna. She gets it to Carly at the top of the key. She throws one up. No good. Off the back of the rim. Good shot, but didn't go in. Rebound by the Lady Lakers, and we tie them up. So it'll be out of bounds under our basket for the Lady Lakers. They'll go the length of the court, and it is Edwards into Dixon. Dixon will dribble down. She'll get over in the right corner to Hill. Hill up with a long two-pointer in the corner, and the Lady Lakers lead 2-0, 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And McKenna with the ball out at the top of the key. She'll dribble to the left, goes into the lane, kicks back out to Carly. She'll bring it back out to the top of the key. She'll cross over, goes down to the foul line, makes a move, goes up and in, and we're tied at 2. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left here in quarter number one. And the Lady Lakers have it. It'll be Dixon. She'll get it over to Edwards. They're still out past the volleyball line and knocked away by Callie Wendell, and she tries to go up for a shot, and I thought there was a pretty good amount of contact there, saying it just went off of her and out of bounds. So just under 5 minutes to go here, tied at 2, and the Lady Lakers will bring it the length of the court. It'll be senior Haley Edwards going to trigger the ball in. She gets it to Katie Roberts, fellow senior, and sister senior we'll call it, and she'll get it ahead to Savannah Hill. She goes up, and she has another two-point basket. And they lead 4-2 over our Indians. And McKenna comes down, dribbles down, and quickly shoots a three. I don't think we had one pass there. She came down, shot a three, and we now lead 5-4. And it is Roby with the ball way out on the right wing. And it'll be Sage trying to guard her there. They get it over to Dixon. Shot up, no good. And it is Strayer with the rebound. Up, no good. All kinds of stuff going on. Finally going to call a jump ball. I think that each team committed 3 fouls in that little melee there. So it'll be the Indians' ball now in the alternate possession. We lead 5-4, 4 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first quarter. And it is Callie Wendell with the ball. And as you might be able to hear, there's a large contingent of Indian Lake students here, probably 50 or 60, probably two-thirds boys, and they're kind of rowdy. I don't know if it's a normal thing or senior night, but there's a nice set of kids here. And Callie Wendell, the Indians pass the ball around. Callie puts in about a 21-foot three-pointer, and Indians lead 8-4. And it's Roby with the ball. She's out on the right wing. She'll dribble to the top of the key into Edwards. And she dribbles in, and foul shot goes up, no good, but she is fouled by, that would be on Carly Niekamp. And Edwards will go to the line. Indians lead 8-4, 3.5 minutes to go. First shot goes in, it's 8-5. And Sophia Guggenbiller comes in for the Indians, and Cameron Mullenkamp goes out. Second one up for Edwards, and that is good. Edwards has 2, and Savannah Hill has 4. That's their 6 for the Lady Lakers. And Indians have the ball. Carly at the top of the key. She'll dribble to the left. Goes, gets it to, got it to Guggenbiller. And she went across, and looks like they're going to call a foul on Kennedy Schrader. I believe who that's on. Yep. Her first, team's second. Indians have one foul. Lady Lakers have two. Indians take it out of bounds. Callie has it. She dribbles to the left wing. Hands it off to Carly crossing. She'll kick it out to Guggenbiller in the right corner. And she's immediately tied up. And that's a jump ball. And that will go to the Lakers. And we're putting a little bit of a press on here. Full court. Sometimes we get burned on that. They'll send somebody long. Edwards has it. She gets it to Schwanderer. And she'll be on the right side. She puts one up. No good. Off the side of the rim. And Guggenbiller with the rebound. And we're another jump ball. 2 minutes, 48 seconds here in the first quarter. Indians still lead 8-6. And it'll be the Indians' ball going the length of the court. No pressure from the Lady Lakers. Callie will bring it across center court. She'll dribble out to the left wing, looking for Carly. She comes around, grabs the ball. She's out on the left wing now. Dribbling out toward the top of the key. She'll go down toward the lane, goes inside to Sage. Can't get anything. Ball gets to Callie. She puts one up, and another three for Callie Wendell. And it's now 11-6. Callie has 6 points, two threes, and Indians lead with 2 minutes, 15 seconds left in the first quarter. And it is Dixon with the ball. She gets it to Edwards. Foul on McKenna Hillscamp, I believe. Guarding a little too close on Kennedy Schwaderer. And McKenna will go out, and Cameron Mullenkamp will come back in. And Lady Lakers have it under their own basket, and they get it to the right corner, guarded heavily, and they get it, swing it around, and get it to Roby. She puts up a three. It rolls around the rim twice and comes out. And they're going to call a foul on Schwaderer, S-C-H-W-A-D-E-R-E-R, Kennedy Schwaderer. And that'll be her first, team's third. And Indians will have the ball, bringing it up court is Callie. She goes to the right wing, kicks it to Carly at the post, and Cameron Mullenkamp, it's tipped away, and Cameron saves it from getting across the center court, but travels in the process. So it'll be the Lakers ball, 11-6, Indians, minute 42 left here in the first quarter, and it'll be Dixon bringing the ball up. She's guarded by Cameron. She'll dribble to the left. Stands back and moves back a step and throws a three. No good. Rebound to the Lady Lakers. Knocked away by the Indians. And the Indians get it up court. It is Guggenbiller to Sage. Sage out to Callie at the top of the key. And she's trying to get some room. Can't get it. To Cameron. Over to Guggenbiller, and she tries to put up a shot, and they're going to call a travel on her. I think there's a lot of contact on just about every possession, every touch of the ball, but it's not like brutal or anything, so they're letting them go with all of that. So Lady Lakers have it. Roby drives down to the baseline, tries to pass it over to Alex Kinney, a sophomore. And she wasn't able to hang on. The Indians not tapped it away, so the Lady Lakers will bring the ball in from under their own basket. And they get it in real quickly to Dixon, and she puts it up and in, and it's 11-8. 50 seconds left here in the first quarter. Callie has the ball out on the right wing. She'll dribble down and gets it to Cameron. Cameron gets it back to Callie. 40 seconds. She'll get a screen from McKenna. She'll drive in and put a shot up. off the rim three times and no good. Rebound to Edwards. She'll bring it down for the Lakers. She's looking for a place to go. Gets it to Savannah Hill. She'll kick it over to Alex Kinney. And she was going up for a shot, but we fouled her before the shot. That will be the third team foul. And that foul is on Sophia Guggenbiller, her first. So it's 19 seconds left here. And they get it in to Dixon. Dixon tries to get it back to Edwards, and it's stolen by Callie. And it's 13 seconds left. Indians with the ball. Callie out at the volleyball line. She'll dribble to the left. Gets it to McKenna. And McKenna will shoot it up. And it goes in for three. The Indian Lake student section was counting down 8 seconds ahead of time. And I think McKenna was wide open anyway. She took it. We stole the ball from them after they took the ball out. And Callie missed about a 15-footer right at the buzzer. So we played one quarter. Indians lead 14-8. And we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Indian Lake High School, where our Lady Indians are taking on the Lady Lakers. And Indians lead 14-8 right now. And looking at our scorers, we have McKenna with six, Callie with six, and Carly Niekamp with two. And that's our 14. And the Lady Lakers, we'll get back to that in a little bit. Lady Lakers get the ball first, go inside. Shot up by Dixon, no good. And Carly Niekamp with the rebound. She gets it to Callie, way out past the volleyball line. And she'll dribble it around to the right wing. Bounces it to Carly at the foul line. And, she went to turn and got her foot tangled up with somebody else. And they're going to call a foul on this other girl. They would have to be that or a foul or a travel, and a travel wasn't right because the other girl tripped her not even remotely on purpose. But so it'll be Indians ball under the basket. The first foul on the Lady Lakers this quarter. That foul was on Dixon, her first. Looks like they have, I don't think anybody on either team has more than one foul. So nobody's in trouble. They kind of knocked the ball away when we tried to get it in. So we'll take it out again. And we'll throw it out. Cameron way out on the right wing to Callie in the corner. Up a three-pointer, no good this time. And it is grabbed by Sophia Guggenbiller. Actually, she kind of grabbed her arm too, but they're not calling those fouls tonight. So I think that's a jump ball, and it'll be our possession. So 7:24 left, 14-8. McKenna has it in the left corner. She'll get it out to Cameron on the left wing. Gets it over to Callie on the right wing. She'll hand it off to Sophia. She'll dribble to the top of the key. She gets it to Cameron. Back out to Callie. She'll dribble into the lane and back across. Back out to Guggenbiller. She goes in, and they're calling an offensive foul on Carly Niekamp, it looks like. That'll be her second. So she'll come out, and Sage Luthold will come back in. We have all the starters except Carly's out, and Sophia Guggenbiller is in. It's the Lakers ball, 14-8, 7 minutes to go here. Gets it over to Strayer. She puts up a shot, no good from the right side, about a 10-footer. Callie with the rebound to Cameron. She tries to get it out to Guggenbiller, and it's taken away by Roby. Roby tries to pass it, and McKenna steals it, and she drives up for an easy layup. She did what was she supposed to do when she got to the basket. She looked at the basket and not the defender. So the ball goes in. Indians lead 16-8. 6.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. And it goes inside to Dixon. She puts a shot up in the lane. Got a five-footer, no good. And rebound, and we're going to get a foul on one of our Indians. Looks like it might be on Guggenbiller, and that may be her second. Yep. So that is two of our Indian ladies in we'll call it foul trouble, two fouls here in the second quarter. And Lady Lakers get it in to Hill. Hill's at the top of the key. She gets to Edwards. She'll bring it back out, looking to set up the offense. She'll pass it to Roby. Back to Hill. And Hill will put up a shot. No good. And Callie Wendell goes up to get the rebound and can't hang on, and it goes out of bounds. Be the Lakers' ball under their own basket. 5 minutes, 57 seconds left here in the second quarter. And let's see, we have Bren Willman came in for our Lady Indians. And it'll be Hill with a two-pointer from the right wing. And it is 16-10. 5 minutes, 40 seconds. McKenna has the ball, gets it over to Bren. McKenna back out on the left wing. She'll dribble into the lane and kicks it back out to Cameron on the right corner. And she'll dribble to the right wing, gets it to Callie. She'll dribble toward the lane, kicks it back out to Bren. Bren's going to try to go in, gets it to Sage, and then back to McKenna. McKenna will kick it to Cameron. She'll dribble down into the right corner, tries to go baseline, can't make it, and tries to go inside to McKenna, and it's stolen by the Lady Lakers. It'll be Edwards bringing the ball up. She'll get it over to Hill. Hill puts up a three, off the rim, no good, and rebound for Cameron Mullenkamp. Callie Wendell dribbles over. Bren Willman tries to dribble it out and knocked away by one of the Lakers. And looks like one of us is calling timeout, full timeout. I didn't see who it was, but it probably won't make a big difference when it comes to it. We'll see if we can find out later. So we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to Indian Lake, where our Indians lead 16-10. We were leading 14-8 at the end of the first quarter, so each team has scored 2 points in the 3 minutes that we've played. 4 minutes, 54 seconds left here in the second quarter, and it'll be the Indians' ball. And Callie has it. She'll dribble to the left wing, gets it to McKenna. She'll dribble, tries to go in the lane, tipped away, kicks it back out to Callie. She misses a three. Bren Willman with a nice rebound, and then stolen away by Dixon for the Lady Lakers. And Edwards has the ball out past the volleyball line, and she's being guarded by Callie. And it is Hill, gets it down to Strayer. Strayer back to Edwards, back to Roby, over to Dixon. She'll try to get it to Roby, and it's knocked away by Callie Wendell. Ball goes to the other end of the floor. There's people everywhere. Indians end up with the ball, and Cameron Mullenkamp has the ball, and Callie in that scrum, she got bounced on, I believe, and she is on the floor. Just as Cameron was getting ready to lay an easy one in, the official called a timeout, and Callie is still on the floor there. So let's give her a chance to breathe. Nope, she's getting up. She's sitting anyway. Looks like their trainer, I don't believe that's Jill. Can't see from here, but she's there. We'll see how that goes. Let's take a break and see. We'll see if we can find out what's going on there. Back in just a moment.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help when you've had a loss and need help with the claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 419-375-4181.
Welcome back to Indian Lake High School, where our Indians are leading 16-10, and our ball out of bounds, and we go inside quickly to Carly, and she puts one up and in, and it's 18-10, 3:57 left. Looks like Callie is being attended to. They're looking at her head. I'm not sure. She was holding her head in her hands when she sat up. So hoping that's not any kind of concussion thing. But right now, a completely amateur look, that's what it appears to be. So they're trying to figure stuff out. So the Lakers have the ball, and it goes to Roby. She tries to go in the lane, kicks it back out, and it's put up and rolls around the lane and back out by Strayer. Carly with the rebound. McKenna has the ball on the left corner. She'll bring it back out to the left wing to Sage Luthold. She'll bring it out to the top of the key. Cameron Mullenkamp way out on the right wing. Back to McKenna, way out at the top. Over to Carly Niekamp. She'll get it over to McKenna Hilskamp on the right wing. And back to Carly, way out there again. And with Callie out, Carly seems to be running the offense. We get it to Sage at the top. Carly goes inside to Bryn Mullenkamp. She can't make the move. And back out to Carly, to McKenna on the left wing, pretty deep, being guarded. And she's looking to go somewhere. She goes into the lane and kicks it over to Carly Niekamp, and she misses the very easy bunny. Rebound comes to Sage Luthold. She misses a bunny, and it comes down to the Lady Lakers, and it's Edwards with the ball. And Dixon has it, tries to go inside. Again, knocked away by the Lady Indians. 2 minutes, 13 seconds. Our Indians lead 18-10 over the Lady Lakers. Carly over to Cameron, way out on the right wing. She's looking to go inside, can't find anybody loose. She'll give it a couple of dribbles to Carly Niekamp on the left wing. Goes to the top of the key, backs back out. She'll go left and tipped away, but Carly gets it back and turns around, shot up, off the rim, no good. 15-18 footer, and Edwards comes out with it again for the Lady Lakers. And she's guarded by McKenna, who has two fouls, so you've got to be careful. They get it over in the left corner to Edwards, and she kind of lost control of the ball. They call it double dribble. So the Indians have it, going the length of the court. Carly into McKenna. McKenna dribbles left. She gets it to Sage. Sage is going to dribble around, goes into the lane and up and in, and it is 20-10. Indians lead, minute 20 seconds left here in quarter number two. And it is Edwards, tries to go inside to Strayer, and they're going to call a foul on Sage Luthold. That will be her first. And so it'll be the Lakers ball underneath her own basket. Edwards will trigger it in. She'll get it in. The shot's up, no good. And get the Indians rebound off to McKenna. She'll get it to Sage. She tries to put it up. We'll call it blocked, but there's a lot of contact. They get the rebound, try to throw it back out, and McKenna ends up with it. Over to Carly. She fights for it. Shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound. A couple of dribbles and another shot, and it's up and in. 22-10, 45 seconds left here in the half. Indians leading. We go down in the corner to Kinney. They get it back out to Edwards. Around the horn to Dixon. Back to, up she faked the pass, goes in, lays in a nice little left-handed half hook. And it's 22-12. 24 seconds left here. McKenna with the ball out at the top of the key. Gets it to Carly. She'll dribble down to the right wing. She gets it to Cameron. Goes in the lane. And goes up. Oh. Well, I thought she traveled. Then I thought she got fouled. And they call an offensive foul on Cameron. So I don't think any of those were what happened. But that's her first foul. Well, I mean, what they called, I don't think that happened. So with two fouls, Carly's going to sit down the last 10 seconds. And Holman, Bridget Holman, will come in and play for her. Edwards will bring the ball down court. 5 seconds. She'll dribble into the lane, puts one up. No good. Rebound to Holman. And she hangs on to it. And the Indians go into half, leading 22-12. So we'll be back with a little bit of chit-chat here in the halftime. So be back in just a minute or two.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helva Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets. Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances and Radio Shack and other brand electronics, including cords and cables, radios, boom boxes, scanners, and don't forget the batteries. Stroll's also has GE small appliances, including the all-new Nugget ice makers. Stroll Appliance and Electronics, 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, serving the Jay and Mercer area for 84 years.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
As you can probably hear in the background, the Indian Lake Pep Band is playing, and they're really good. Just wish they were somewhere else in the building or I was somewhere else in the building, but that's okay. I mean, they're very good. So anyway, halftime. Indians lead 22-12, 10-point lead. The Indians scored 8 points in the second quarter. Not a lot of points, but they did hold Indian Lake to 4 points. So scored into the first quarter is 14-8 Indians, and it's now 22-12. Indians are led by McKenna Hulskamp with 8. Callie Wendell had 6 when she went out. We'll see what's going on with her, but I have a feeling she won't be back today. And I hope it's not any concussion type of thing. She seemed to be what you would call fine, but these days you can be fine and you're still in the concussion protocol. So we'll have to find out. I'm sure we won't know anything about that until an actual doctor looks at her, if it is anything like that. So I see Jeff Wendell probably was somewhere talking to someone about it, and he's coming back and talking to his father-in-law about what's going on. Neither of them seem like terribly concerned, but we'll just have to see how that all plays out. So I'm going to guess that Callie won't be back the rest of the night, but the way the Indians have played the last 3 or 4 minutes without her, they're probably just fine. I see. This is awesome. So you have people on one side of the court. They got, I'm going to say, like, maybe rubber ducks or something that they're throwing out there into a trash can at midcourt. And there's about 15 lined up on one side, 15 on the other, and seeing if somebody can make one in there. So I'm handing those out to some of the students early in the second quarter. Couldn't figure out what was going on, what they were going to do, but they're trying to see if anybody can make one. So somebody just came really close. They hit the, and it's a small trash can. It's probably. Probably a 5-gallon trash can. Probably smaller than that. It's not very big, and they're throwing these little yellow things out there that from here looks like little rubber ducks, but they're not throwing ping pong balls or anything like that because they would roll all over the place and could still be rolling around. These only rolled or bounced a foot or two after they hit the ground. So. They're out picking them up. I don't know if they're going to do anything with them. So we'll see. Anyway, now I'm just completely distracted by the rubber ducks. So Indians lead 22-12 for the Lady Lakers. Savannah Hill leads with 6 points. Mackenzie Dixon has 4. And Haley Edwards, who runs the team, has 2. I have a feeling she's probably a better shooter than that. But we've been very tight on the defense on her. So, but she's been getting it around to her her sister players. So they're doing pretty well. Again, for the Indians, McKenna Hulskamp has 8. Callie has 6. That's 14 of our 20. And I think there's 3 or 4 other players with 2 or 3 points each. So Indians lead 22-12 at halftime. Let's take a little break, and we'll come back and maybe go over some of the things that are coming up the rest of this week. Back in just a minute or two.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Welcome back to Indian Lake High School, where our Lady Indians lead at halftime 22-12. And what we have coming up the rest of this week, girls will host Marion on Thursday. That'll be simulcast to WPGW, and their audio will also be heard on the NFHS video, which reminds me, if you didn't hear earlier, this game is on the NFHS video, and just look for Indian Lake and or Fort Recovery when you get on the NFHS. There isn't any audio with it, but maybe you can coordinate ours with it. And then that's girls hosting Marion Local on Thursday. Boys will be at Marion Local on Friday. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, and the NFHS video will be available. We're going to hope to broadcast that. We have had times, many times at Marion Local, where we can't get a signal to do it, but we've changed our software and we're hopeful. But if we can't do that, it will be a simulcast with WCSM. So we will bring you the game. The game will be heard here. It may be us and it may be WCSM. Then Saturday is a girls-boys doubleheader. Girls will host Franklin Monroe. That's varsity only at 11 a.m. And then we'll simulcast WPGW for that, and their audio will be on the NFHS video. And then that night, Saturday night, the boys will play at Mississinewa Valley, and that'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, and the NFHS video is not available for that. We're getting ready for the second half. Indians leading 22-12. And it looks like it is going to be the Lady Lakers ball to start the third quarter. And it'll be Edwards triggering the ball in to Dixon, back to Edwards. She'll dribble it out to the top of the key, gets it over to Roby in the on the wing. She'll get it over to Edwards on the other wing, down in the corner to Roby. She gets it over to Dixon. She puts a shot up, no good. Rebound to the Lady Lakers. Ball, now it's fought for. Indians tip it away, and it'll be Carly Niekamp bringing the ball up. And she's dribbling out on the left wing to Carly. She's trying to find somebody to get it to. She finally just goes in and tries to put up a layup. I thought it was blocked by Dixon, but they're going to call a foul on her. So right now I'm looking over at Callie Wendell. She has two bags of ice, and she has it has one on one side of her head and one on the other side of her head. So I'm hoping that's nothing serious. She is walking around and kind of on her own. She followed the trainer, but nobody was really helping her. I see her mom heading that way now. So we'll see if they can. Yep. So I see Coach Mullenkamp. They're going to take her down into the locker room and see what's going on. So I missed everything that went on there. We didn't score a basket, and the Lady Lakers have the ball. And it is Dixon on the left wing. Score still 22-20, minute into the third quarter. Edwards dribbles out, gets up over to Dixon. They try to get it back to Edwards. She has it, drives in, dribbles back out, and she gets it up to the top. Roby with a three-pointer, no good. Rebound to the Lakers. Goes up and in for Mackenzie Dixon. And it is now 22-14, 6:30 left here. Cameron has the ball and knocked away by the Lady Lakers. Carly had the ball. The ball's everywhere. Five different people touched the ball in less than a second. So it ends up with, I think, one of our Lady Indians standing on the line when they touched it. Nobody ever really got possession. McKenna with a little bit of pressure for the ladies getting it up, but the Lady Lakers get it. It is Dixon. She'll dribble down, go in for a layup, and that's up and in, and two quick baskets for Dixon. And it's now 22-16, a lead down to six. 6 minutes to go, just over 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And it'll be Cameron, gets it back to Carly. Carly will dribble into the lane. She can't get it. McKenna tries to get a shot off, a three-pointer, can't get it. Quickly guarded, and Carly will bring the ball back out. She is way out past the volleyball line. And she'll dribble around to the left side. She'll go inside, can't get anything going. And McKenna, top of the key, she'll dribble it to, or get it to Sophia Guggenbiller. She'll go inside, and she traveled. She tried to put the ball up, and somebody was in her way, and she took another step and still didn't get it up. So that'll be the Lady Lakers ball. 5.5 minutes to go here in quarter number three, 5:29. Indians lead 22-16. Dixon to Edwards on the right wing. She's looking in, kicks it back to Hill at the top of the key, back to Edwards. She'll dribble out to the top of the key, down in the corner to Roby. Goes inside, ball knocked away, and when everybody was taking a scramble, the Lady Lakers called a timeout. So we'll just take a timeout with them. Probably a 30-second timeout, but we'll see what we come up with. We'll be back in just a minute.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. In addition to their nice selection of GenFit meals, they also have fresh store-made salads and desserts, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, beef brisket, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. Grab and go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
We're back here at Indian Lakes High School. 5 minutes, 7 seconds left. Indians lead 22-16. We about scored 4-0 here in this half. And it is Lady Lakers with the ball. And it was Hill with a shot from the corner. And as Sage was blocking her out for the rebound, she committed a foul. So it'll be the Indians' second foul of the quarter, and the Lady Lakers will trigger it in, and Indians tip it away, and we tipped it out of bounds, so the Lady Lakers will have it back at center court. Be Edwards getting it in to Hill, back to Edwards, over in the right wing to Roby, way over on the left side, back over to they're really moving the ball around. Edwards goes in, tries to get a layup, no good. And Cameron Mullenkamp with the rebound. She goes in, puts it up herself, around the rim, no good. And Edwards right there with the rebound. 22-16, Indians still lead, 4.5 minutes to go. But the ball loose on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. I think they called it a little prematurely because McKenna just reached down and grabbed it. Looked like they were both going to hold it. McKenna, between the two of them, with both of them touching it, it was probably less than a tenth of a second. She just reached down and pulled it away from her. But it's a jump ball, and a lot of those called on in girls' basketball. So we tried to get it underneath to Guggenbiller and tipped off of Guggenbiller's hands and out of bounds. So Edwards will bring it in, gets it to Dixon, back to Edwards. She'll get it across center court. McKenna guarding her fairly closely, and she'll kick it out to, can't see who it is, I think that's Hill, gets it, and Hill kicks it over to Dixon. She'll drive into the lane, and they're going to call a foul on one of our Indians, and that'll be on McKenna Hulskamp. That's her second, so she has two, and it'll send Dixon to the line. Indians leading by 6:04 left. That first one is up and in. It lead is down to 5. We have not scored this quarter. They have scored, they only scored 4 the last quarter. They've scored 5 already just halfway through this third quarter. And Dixon will go to the line for another one. 22-17, that one is up. Bounces around the rim and in. It's 22-18, lead down to 4. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Carly gets it across the line, and she gets it to Luthol. Luthol dribbles in, and she'll muscle her way up. No good. Gets a rebound. No good. Cameron tries to get the rebound. Taken by Schwarter. They get it ahead to Roby, and she puts it up and in. And the lead is down to 2:35 and 35 seconds left here in the third quarter. 22-20 now, and the Indians have not scored this quarter. Cameron Mullenkamp has the ball. She'll get it to Carly. Carly goes in, puts a shot up, and in. And I believe they're going to count that shot if I'm seeing this correctly. Yep. And that puts the lead back to 24-20, and Carly will go to the line for another shot. For another a shot at another point. And she will put it up. And that one is in, and Indians now lead 25-20. But we have been outscored 8-5. And so they get it to Schwarter. She misses. Luthold with the rebound. McKenna will bring it down. Carly, she'll go into the lane again. And they're going to call a blocking foul on 23. Carly was going hard. The girl stepped in front of her trying to get the charge. That would have been the third one on Carly, but instead the foul is on her, and that is her third for Kennedy Schwarter. And Indians trigger it in. Luthold to Carly. Carly gets it to McKenna Hills Camp. She's out on the right wing. She dribbles into the lane, back out, and kicks it over to Kennedy, to McKenna, and she tries to kick it back out to McKenna, and it gets over her hand and out of bounds. 2 minutes, 51 seconds here. Indians lead 25-20, and it is Dixon bringing the ball up this time for the Lady Lakers. She's being guarded by Carly Niekamp and Schwarter. She dribbles into over to the foul line, and they're going to call a foul on, I believe that is on, can't see, I thought Sage Luthold, okay, that's her third. So we do have some fouls, and Schwarter got the ball, takes a shot, misses, we get the rebound. Now there's a foul again, and I believe that'll be on Schwarter. Nope, it's on, and they're saying it's number 22, Coral Fulkerson. I don't know. Oh, no, that's on ours. That was on McKenna Hills Camp, her third. And they get it up and in, and it's 25-22, 2 minutes, 20 seconds, and we lose the ball down on our end of the court, and there's a whole bunch of people in a pile, and they're going to call a jump ball. And I can't see from here who's going to get it. It's going to be to the Lady Lakers. So they have outscored us 10-3 here in this third quarter. And it'll be stolen away by the Indians. Cameron comes down. She'll stop. Put it in. They're going to call an offensive foul on her. The defender, it was almost like the other one, except the defender was definitely moving on this one. And she stepped in front of Cameron while she was in the air, and they're calling the offensive foul on Cameron. That's her second. So that'll go back to the Lakers. McKenna is giving them a little pressure. They'll get it across midcourt, and that is Edwards with the ball. Roby gets it over to Schwanderer, and they get it, try to get it inside, tipped away by the Indians. McKenna Hills Camp will bring it down. She'll drive it into the right corner, goes inside to Carly Niekamp. She'll go up, and it goes off the backboard and the rim and down in. And again, she has a basket and the and one, and is now 27-22 with a chance to get that old-fashioned three-point play. And it will be Bryn Woolman in for Sage Luthold. Carly shot up and dead center. Indians lead 28-22, lead up to 6 the Lady Lakers have the ball. They'll get it to Kinney. Out to Dixon. Get it in the corner to Schwaderer. She'll put one up. Around and around. Oh, it almost went in and rolled around the rim again and came out. And now they're going to call a foul on maybe 23? Yeah. I didn't see it that way, but that's going to put Bryn Woolman on the line for the Indians. Minute and 8 seconds left here in quarter number three. 28-22 Indians lead. And there's Bryn Woolman. She puts it up off the rim and no good. She'll get another shot. That was the fifth foul on the Lady Lakers. Indians have five also. Minute and 8 seconds. One more shot up. That one is off the back of the rim. No good. And on the rebound, Carly knocked it out. She could have had it, and then the Lady Laker behind her pushed it a little bit and was off of Carly's hands last. So it'll be Schwaderer with the ball. She'll kick it over to, I can't see who it was, and misses. That was Kinney. Rebound to the Indians. 54 seconds left here in the third quarter, and Cameron has the ball to McKenna Hulskamp. She'll dribble into the lane, kicks it out to Cameron in the right corner. She'll dribble down the baseline. She goes back out to Carly, and yep, Carly got the ball and tried to put the ball on the floor, and one of the Lakers' hands was there, and she traveled. So 37 seconds, the Lady Lakers will have it. Indians lead at 6, 28-22. 30 seconds left here now, and it'll be Mackenzie Dixon goes in, and she travels. So the Indians have it. It's 29 seconds. Carly gets it to McKenna. She'll get it across center court, and she'll dribble it out, and it'll be Carly. 18 seconds. Coach is calling out, out, out. 15 seconds, and it'll be Cameron. She'll dribble it over, and it'll be Guggenbiller in the corner. No good, and there's still 7 seconds left. I don't know if you could hear the student section 10 seconds ahead of time counting down, and, of course, we put up a shot. Didn't need to, and they come down, and Edwards makes a shot with plenty of time left, and the student section quick count worked for them very well. So 28-24, we'll take a break here and go into the fourth quarter in just a minute.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Mary Colleen's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Welcome back to Indian Lake, where our Indians lead by 4, 28-24. Starting the fourth quarter, Indians get the ball. McKenna has it out at the top of the key, dribbling, gets it to Cameron. She'll come across, gets it to Luthold. She'll dribble down into the onto the left, and then back out to Cameron at the top. She'll flip it over to Carly. She'll go in the lane, and she tries to go up, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. That'll be on Katie Roby, and I can't see how many she has, so that's her second. And Carly can go to the line again. She has two and ones in the third quarter. That's our 6 points that we got in the third quarter. This one is up and off the rim, so we need her to keep making free throws here. And it'll be Carly at the line again. That one's up, and that one's good. 29-24, Indians lead by five. 7.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Edwards will bring it up and get it to Roby on the right wing, back to Edwards on the left wing, and back out to Edwards, to Dixon, to Roby in the corner, back out to Edwards, gets it over to Hill. She puts it up, no good from the left side, and Roby with the rebound and knocked out of bounds by the Indians. So in the third quarter, the Lady Lakers outscored us 12-6, and we went into this quarter with a four-point lead and now have a five-point lead after Carly's foul shot, and they put up a shot and miss it, and they blow the whistle. I'm not sure something was going on. They just called a young girl limping there, so I didn't see the injury. So they called an injury, not a full timeout. She's trying to walk it off. Indians with the ball. We had the ball, and they blew the whistle, and we start all over again. McKenna brings it up to the left side, and Carly over to Sage Luthold at the top of the key. Gets it to Carly, kind of awkward, but still worked. Carly's going to drive in. She's going to put up another shot, up and in. Might have been a little contact there, but they didn't call it. But Indians now lead 31-24, seven-point lead, 6.5 minutes to go. The Lady Lakers have it, and we knock it away, and we're going to call a jump ball, and it'll be the Lakers' ball here. 6:27, Indians lead by seven, and it is Dixon back to Edwards. She gets it over in the corner to Hill and tries to go inside, and that is Roby, and they're going to call a travel as she tried to make her move. So with 6 minutes 16 seconds left here in regulation, we'll call it. It is the Indians' ball. Carly to McKenna. We're getting a little bit of a pressure. We get it to Luthold on our side of the court, and she goes up. It bounces off the rim and up and in. Nice move by her. And Indians lead up to 9 now. So Indians are doing the scoring this quarter so far early. The Strayer has the ball for the Lady Lakers, and they get it to Schwaderer. I thought she took a step, but they'll give it to her. 33-26, and she makes that shot. And the Lady Indians, we threw the ball to McKenna. She was in that corner at center court, and they got on her so fast, but Coach Tyler Deitch calls a timeout, a little 30-second timeout. So, Indians have scored 9 points. No, excuse me, 5 points already this quarter, and the Lady Lakers have scored 2, but they outscored us 12-6 in the third quarter. So, lead is 33-26, Indians lead by 7. So after this 30-second timeout, we'll go back to the action here. And you've heard the band. They're really good. They're on break right now. Might be done for the night. No, they still have their instruments out here. They're not done. But the student section here has been very raucous. And when it gets down the last few seconds and we have the ball, they're doing 5-4-3-2-1, but it's when it's about 12 seconds when they start. So Indians have the ball. Cameron Mullenkamp goes in the lane, kicks it out to Sage from the right corner, misses it. And rebound to the Lady Lakers, up ahead to Dixon. She tried to get it inside, back out to Edwards, and it'll be Schwaderer and down to Hill. Back out to Edwards, Schwaderer, over to Dixon on the left wing. She'll drive in, And they're going to call a foul on Sage Leuthold. That might be her fourth foul. Yes, that is Sage's fourth foul. We don't want that. So we might be seeing a sub here. Ball in quickly to Strayer. And she goes up and in. And it's 33-28. And Carly Niekamp has it. Gets it over to Sage. She's trapped in the corner. She gets away and gets it into Guggenbiller underneath. Overshoots it. Rebound by Carly Niekamp. She'll go up strong. That goes off the rim. And big struggle for the ball. And the Lady Lakers. Okay, the one official here was getting ready to call a travel, but the other official caught the timeout by the Lady Lakers. So it'll be the Lady Lakers ball, and we'll be back in just a minute.
The family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation. Their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Sorry, I was waiting for them to put the time back up, and they still haven't. It's still showing 0-0. They have a countdown on the timeout. So it's 4 minutes 33 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And it'll be Lady Lakers ball going the length of the court. Edwards will bring it across. No pressure from the Indians. They go to Dixon. They try to get it outside. They get it out to Hill. Out and then gets it over to Schwatterer, who puts in a three. And it is 33-30. And the Lady Lakers are coming. And here is Homan with a shot from the corner. No good. Rebound. Cameron Mullenkamp. She goes up. No good. And it'll be a foul on Kennedy Schwatterer. And that is her. That might be her fifth foul. Yep, she's walking right straight toward the bench. I don't know. Yep. They finally put it up on the board. So that'll be her fifth foul. 4 minutes, 2 seconds. Indians have the ball under our own basket. Get to Carly inside from the left side this time. She puts one up off the glass and in. 35-30. 3 minutes, 50 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Lady Lakers have the ball. Strayer down in the right corner. She gets it back out to Dixon. Over on the left side to Roby. She puts in a three, and it's 35-33. Just over 3.5 minutes to go here in regulation. And it is McKenna. She thought about a three, couldn't get it off. Gets it back. Cameron gets it back to McKenna. Homan will try to go back to Cameron, and it's stolen by Dixon. She'll go the length of the court. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul on Cameron Mullenkamp, and she was set. The girl lowered her shoulder and ran into her, and they're calling a foul on in the act of shooting on Kennedy Mullenkamp. And that is her. Can't see what it is. Her second or third foul, I think. Nope. That's... Yeah, I'm not sure. That's... It's showing that our number 13 has 5 fouls, and they're leaving her in the game, so I'm not sure what's going on there. That might have been on, well, they don't have a 13, so, yep, now they put it back to 3 fouls. So she makes neither one of them. 35-33 is the score. 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go. Indians have the ball, and Leuthold has it out. And she's being guarded pretty closely. She brings it all the way around. Gets it to Cameron Mullenkamp. She'll try to go in the lane, tipped away. And she gets the ball back. Gets it to McKenna. And it's knocked away. And they're going to call a foul on McKenna. And that'll be her fourth. I thought that was kind of a brush. But so we're going to call a timeout. Coach Deitch is calling a timeout for the Indians, and we're going to try to get ourselves straightened back out. Indians lead 35-33. Back in just a minute.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Indian Lake High School. Our Indians lead 35-33 with 2 minutes 50 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And it will be the Lady Lakers ball to take the length of the court. No pressure by the Indians. And after Coach Deitch's timeout, I'm sure we have our strategy figured out. So let's do it. It is Roby with the ball. She'll get it over to Dixon over to Edwards. Roby down on the left wing. Edwards at the top, kicks it over to Dixon. Over in the corner to Hill. She gets it back to Roby at the top. She's looking for an opening. Gets it over to Hill and back to Dixon. She's going to drive in, up, and no good. And that'll be a foul on Sage Luthold. And they don't have her up on the scoreboard. So, yep, that is, they're saying that's the fifth foul on her. But is that, yep. So she will come out, and Bryn Wellman will go in. Score is 35-33. Indians with a two-point lead. 2 minutes, 12 seconds left. And Dixon will go to the line with a chance to tie the game. She has two foul shots. And that one goes up and off the rim. So the Indians still lead by two. Again, 2 minutes, 12 seconds left here. For the Indians, it's Carly, Cameron, McKenna, Bryn, and Sophia. And that one goes around and in. So it's a one-point lead for the Indians. And we'll have the ball. We need to take care of the ball and get a good shot. And McKenna will bring it across. She's guarded by Edwards. She'll bring it to the right wing, back out across the top of the key. And they're going to call a moving screen, which I don't think she even moved, but they called a moving screen on Cameron. So it will be, with 1:59 left, it will be the Lady Lakers ball. So they get it down to Roby. She gets back to Edwards. Edwards dribbling around, ball off her leg. And it goes back to Edwards. That'll be a quick shot from the right, and that's a three-pointer. And the Lady Lakers lead 37-35, minute 20 seconds. I didn't see who got that, but it doesn't make much difference. Carly Niekamp with the ball, top of the key. She tries to go in. They're finally going to call a foul on one of the Lakers. So it'll be, that's only their third foul. So the Indians will trigger it in. Minute and 18 seconds left. And now we are down by two. And we have it out to the five count. We get it in time. But it's tipped away. And they get it, but traveled trying to keep her balance. So the Indians will get it at center court. Minute 16 seconds. 37-35, Lady Lakers. And you can hear the Indian Lake student section. They're very boisterous, and it's awesome. So it'll be McKenna dribbling into, she goes into the lane, puts up a turnaround, no good. Grabs the rebound herself, goes back up again, blocked. Guggenbiller puts it up and in, and we're tied at 37, 55 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And it is Edwards with the ball. Over to Roby on the right wing. She'll get it to Hill on the left wing. Back out to Edwards at the top of the key. 43 seconds, tied at 37. And it'll be a timeout for the Lakers. Coach Yasmin Inskeep takes a timeout, and we'll take a quick timeout with them. Back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to Indian Lake, where our Indians and the Lady Lakers are tied at 37. They have the countdown for the timeout on the board, so I can't see exactly how much time's left, but I'm going to say it is around 20 seconds. And here in the fourth quarter, we have scored 9 points, but they have scored 13. So they have made up the deficit. The lead that we had at the end of the third quarter, and we are ready for action. I was wrong. It's 40 seconds left. We'll see if they want to try to keep it the whole time, and if they are able to. So, and if we will let them. So Edwards has the ball, kicks it into Roby. Roby will dribble to the left wing, and it's stolen by McKenna Hillskamp. Look at the basket, goes up and in, and the Indians lead by two, and we call a timeout. So that'll be Indians now lead by two with, I'm going to say, about 30 seconds left. It'll be a 30-second timeout, and we'll just keep it here. So right now Indians have, well, they didn't put the points on the board for us, but we have 39, they have 37. Scoreboard still says 37-37. Okay, now they did finally put the points on. I was hoping there wasn't a problem. So we have Carly Niekamp has come on really strong this second half. She had, I think, 4 points at half and has, no, she had 10 points at half. She had 4 in the first quarter, 10 at half, 17 for the game, and she's leading everybody for the Lady Lakers. It is Mackenzie Dixon with 11, and Katie Roby with 8, and Savannah Hill with 2. So it is Lakers ball, 25 seconds. They're getting it around the horn, go inside, kick it back out to Dixon, puts up a 3, very short. And rebound to the Indians, and it's tied up. And looks like it will be our ball. We'll go the length of the court with 13.6 and a 2-point lead. Hold on to the ball. They have 3 fouls, so they're going to have to foul us twice to put us on the line. Back to Carly, and it'll be Katie Roby with a foul. That'll be her second foul. The next one will put us on the line, but there's 9.8 seconds. Indians will take the ball out in front of the Lady Lakers bench. Indians lead by 2, and somebody's taking a timeout. We'll just take one with them back in just a moment.
Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in 2 things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage.
Back
go
to the
Indians.
Game. And we have the Indians taking the ball out. And they throw it the length of the court trying to get to Cameron Mullenkamp. And it's taken by the Lady Lakers with, I'm going to say, 7 seconds. They quickly switched it over with a timeout. It'll be a full timeout for the Lady Lakers. And so we'll be back in just a minute. 39-37, the Indians lead with under 10 seconds to go. And again, I can't tell how much it is, but we'll be back very shortly.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tate with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Welcome back to Indian Lake High School, where our Lady Indians lead 39-37 with, I'm going to say, under 10 seconds left, but they still have the countdown from the timeout on the scoreboard. Yep, 8.3 seconds, and it will be the Lady Lakers ball. We had the ball with 9-point-something to go, and they got the inbounds pass and quickly called a timeout. Edwards will trickle the ball in front of the scorer's table. Count 2, 3. They get it in to Dixon. Dixon will try to get the ball inside. Goes up and in. 3.2 seconds. And okay, but the clock kept on going. The official had called a timeout. Our coach had called a timeout with 3 or 4 seconds left. The official noticed it with at least 2 seconds left. But where it sits right now, we're tied at 39 each. And I believe that was Katie Roby that maybe got that shot underneath, a little kind of a half hook that goes up and in. So we'll see how this all goes. They haven't even started the countdown clock for the timeout. I'm not sure what the deal is here. So it shows 1 minute on the scoreboard, but that can't be correct. If time ran out, it'll be 4 minutes, but we should have somewhere between 2 and 4 seconds left on the clock. So we'll see what they come up with. They finally start the clock for the countdown on the timeout, but the Lady Lakers are already out on the floor. So it'll be the Indians' ball, I believe, to go the length of the court, and I have no idea how much time they're putting on the clock. It may be less than a second. It could be as much as 4 seconds. They're showing us 1.5. So we have just enough time to get the ball in and a heave. And that is very, very short. And we go to overtime. So let's take a break. We'll be back in a little bit with more basketball.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to Indian Lake High School, where our Indians and Lady Lakers are going into overtime, tied at 39. In the fourth quarter, our Indians were outscored 15-11, and it will be Bryn Woolman now jumping for the Indians in overtime. And she'll be jumping against Strayer, and the Lady Lakers get the ball first, and it'll be Edwards bring it down, and go over to Dixon. She's going to dribble back to the top of the key, over to Edwards on the right wing, to Hill on the left wing. She'll go into down to Dixon. She'll go inside to Strayer, up and in, and the Lady Lakers lead for the first time in a long, long time. Maybe the entire game. But anyway, Indians have the ball now. It's 41-39. Indians behind, and Carly has the ball, and she'll dribble down, tries to get a shot. She works on it, and they call an offensive foul on her, and that was... looks like they're calling a technical. I don't know what's going on here. I'm completely lost here. I have no idea what's happening here. Okay, somebody got a technical foul. I have no idea what. Carly was down at the other end. The coach was sitting down, and somewhere along the line, it looked like he pointed at Carly. But I don't know. I am really lost here. So Lady Lakers lead 41-39, and Edwards goes to the line and misses the first one. So we'll go up again, and that one goes in, 42-39, and they lead by three. And they will get the ball at half court. So I don't know. I've seen these officials before, and they're generally very good, but I've disagreed with probably five major calls that they've made today. So the Lady Lakers have it. Hill has it on the left wing. They go inside to Strayer. Nice, easy layup for her again. And she has two quick baskets here in the overtime, plus a foul shot from Edwards. And Indians get it to Cameron, and she's fouled. That will be the fourth foul. I guess they count the in overtime, the fourth quarter fouls count. Well, that must be their fifth foul. Anyway, so Cameron is going to the line to shoot up high off the back of the rim and down through the rim. So it's 44-40. Indians finally score here in the overtime. 2 minutes, 58 seconds left. The Lady Lakers have scored five here in the overtime. This is the second one. Carly gets the rebound, stolen away by the Lady Lakers with a lot of contact. It'll be Dixon bringing the ball down. She's being chased by Carly. Gets it to Hill, then back to Dixon. Over to Roby on the right wing. She'll dribble in. She tries to get a shot off. Can't go anywhere. They're going to call a travel on her under the basket. So it'll be Indians ball. 2 minutes, 37 seconds. Indians down four. 44-40, and McKenna Hilskamp has the ball. She gets it across center court. She dribbles into the lane. She's going to put a shot up. No good. Rebound to the Lakers. She traveled coming out, but they didn't call it. She just traveled again. They didn't call it, and they get it to Dixon over on the left wing, and it goes over to Savannah Hill on the right wing. She'll dribble it to the top of the key. Gets it back to Hill, goes inside to Strayer, trying to get another easy layup. She's had a couple real easy ones here in the last few minutes. Knocked out of bounds by the Indians. Lakers will kick it in. 2 minutes, 8 seconds left in first overtime, we'll call it. Dixon will dribble it to the foul line. She'll get it to Edwards. Edwards will back it back out. She's burning some clock. Hill with the ball. She'll get it to Roby, back to Hill. And that goes up and in, and it's 46-40. Indians have given up some really easy points here in the last last half of the fourth quarter, and then in the overtime. Guggenbiller had it, went in, kicks it back out to Carley. Carley gets it to Cameron. Cameron over to McKenna. McKenna puts up a three, and that goes around the rim and does not go in. And it is, they're going to call a foul on Sophia Guggenbiller on a rebound. That happened 30 times tonight. That's the only time they've called a foul. Where two girls are going for the ball. They both have their hands on the ball. And so, this is frustrating. So it'll be, looks like Carly Strayer will go to the foul line. 46-40 the score. Indians down with the Lady Lakers shooting a couple of free throws here. First one goes up and in. 47-40. We have been outscored 8-1 here in the overtime. And Carly Strayer will have one more free throw. Minute 25 left here. And that's up and in. And Indians have it. Kind of slowly bringing the ball down court. We're down to 8, girls. We need to get a shot. Minute 17. Tried to go inside to Carly. And she is fouled by Mackenzie Dixon. That will be Dixon's fourth. She leads the Lady Lakers with 11 points. So Carly will go to the line. She'll get two. She's missed a couple here, but she had a run there where she made 6 in a row. Let's get back to that. Carly goes up. That goes straight in. So it's 49-41. And Carly will get one more shot at it. Minute 16 here in the overtime. That one goes in. Indians down 6, and it'll be Hill with the ball. Indians with some pressure, and the Indians fouled somebody to put them on the line and slow the clock down. Minute 13, so 3 seconds went off the clock, and looks like that will be on Bryn Willman, her first, and that will put Savannah Hill at the line for the Lady Lakers. We need her to miss a couple here. 48-42 is the score. Minute 13. That one goes up, and that one goes in. So they have a 7-point lead. And Hill will shoot one more. Box out, ladies. Nope, don't need to. That one went in, too. 50-42. We've been outscored 11-3. And Indians trying to get a shot off. And Carly Niekamp with the ball, and Coach Deitch will call a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Welcome back to Indian Lake High School, where minute 5 seconds to go. Indians are down 50-42 in overtime. Carly Niekamp gets it into McKenna Hillskamp. Girls, we need to get a shot off pretty quick. We're down 8. We need at least 3 scores. It's McKenna. She'll put up a 15-footer, partially blocked, rebound to the Lady Lakers. And Cameron Mullenkamp grabs it, dives on the floor, and one of the Lakers ties her up. So it will be Indians ball here. 49.8. We have a long way to go and 8 points down, 49 seconds to go. And it is Cameron has it. She tries to get it to one of her teammates, tries to get it. Carly knocked away, and I think the Indians will retain possession. So Carly will trigger it in right in front of their student section. Really raucous. And McKenna, well, she tried to thought about passing it. She faked a shot, didn't shoot it. She puts it up and makes a three-pointer. And they're going to call a foul on McKenna, and that'll be her fifth. She's leaving the game with 13 points. A lot of fouls called in this and a lot of fouls not called in this game. Just kind of odd. So we're going to bring, let's see who we're bringing in here. Bridget Holman will come in for McKenna. Fellow freshman, and it'll be Katie Roby at the line for the Lady Lakers. That one is up, and that is in. It's 51-45, 6-point lead now for the Lady Lakers, and there's 34.6 seconds left. Shot goes up and in again. Indians down 7, 34 seconds left. Carly has the ball. She'll stop at the top of the key, gets it to Guggenbiller. She'll drive in, tries to put a shot up. Well, she does put a shot sort of up and got shoved pretty good by Katie Roby. And that will be her fourth. She has 10 points for the Lady Lakers. That'll put Guggenbiller at the line. That one bounces off the back of the rim and no good. 27 seconds left. Guggenbiller gets one more try. Couple of dribbles and up and off the back of the rim and rebound to the Lady Lakers and a pile of people there. I think we were trying to foul, but I'm not sure we actually got it done, but that's okay. That's what we needed to get done. Stop the clock and make them make foul shots, although it's Katie Roby at the line and she's made quite a few. They have McKenna Dixon with 11 points, Katie Roby with 10, Savannah Hill with 10, and Carly Strayer with 10 for the Lady Lakers. And Carly Niekamp, that was on Carly, and that's her fifth, and she is out. So with McKenna and Carly both out for the Indians, we have a long way to go here with 25 seconds, and we are now down 9. So have Cameron dribbles into the corner. She's dribbling too much. Tried to get a shot off, and nobody can get a shot off. Their time is ticking away. It's down to 12 seconds, and we're down 9 points, and we're just dribbling. Holman goes in, gets her own rebound, dribbles back out for some reason, and the time's going to tick away. We're done. And that's the end of the game, 54-45. They scored 14 points in overtime, 15 points in overtime, and the Indians scored 6. So tough, tough loss for our Indians. A lot of people fouled out. I'll try to come back with the best I can on the scoring, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Hanson Electronics has GE appliances in stock and ready for your home. Strolls has GE washers and dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, freezers, and microwaves. For instance, get a GE 14 cubic foot frost-free upright freezer for $699, save $150. And Strolls now carries the all-new GE Nugget ice makers, so you'll never be short on ice. That's Stroll Appliance and Electronics, 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, serving the Jay and Mercer areas for 84 years.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice Lunch Special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Indian Lake High School, where our Indians lose in overtime, 54-46. And here's how it went. Indians were leading 14-8 at the first quarter, 22-12 at halftime. And in the third quarter, the Lakers outscored us 12-6. And in the fourth quarter, they outscored us 15-11 to tie it at 39. I believe that their first lead might have been in overtime, but it was near the end at least. We led the whole way and then let it slip away. We had at least two of our girls foul out, but we let them get a lot of pretty easy baskets. I didn't love the way the game was officiated, but that the fact that we didn't score very many points when we needed to in the clutch situations, that's what caused our loss. So it wasn't the officiating, although it, you know, just kind of the flow of the game got all screwed up, I think. But anyway, JV's won 38-16 in a pretty easy game. And so in the overtime, again, they outscored us 15-7. And they come away with a 54, scoreboard says 45. I thought it was 46. But whatever it comes out to, that's what it is. So very disappointing for our Indians. But, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. So here's the leading scorers for the Indian Lake Lakers. Mackenzie Dixon had 13 points. Carly Strayer had 10. Katie Roby had 10. And Savannah Hill had 10. So very, very even scoring. I also saw Haley Edwards, I believe, had 2. And there's some other scores. For the Indians, Carly Niekamp fouled out in the overtime. She had at least 17. I might have missed some after, because when she fouled out, they took her stats off the board, and I didn't get a chance, because I have to look through their upraised backboard to try to see the stat board. McKenna Hilskamp finished with 13, and she also fouled out. Callie Wendell got hurt early in the third quarter, and that really messed us up. Of course, obviously, she handles the ball for us and throws in some pretty good shots. She had 6 points when she went out, but that made a lot of difference. They outscored us after she went out, and they did finally just get it tied at the end of regulation and then go on and dominate it in overtime. So, again, Indians lose 54-46. I have. Scoreboard has it at 45. Doesn't really matter. And coming up Thursday, girls will host Marion Local. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage, and their audio will also be heard on the NFHS video. Friday, the boys will go to Marion Local, and that'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, and the NFHS video will be available there. Saturday is a girls-boys doubleheader. Girls will host Franklin Monroe varsity only at 11, and then that'll be a simulcast of WPGW. And then the boys will play at Mississinewa Valley, and that will be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast. As far as I know, the NFHS video is not available there. So I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank everybody around here, Jeff Corder, the athletic director, for his hospitality. And I hope to see everybody at the Fortsight Fieldhouse on Thursday when our girls host Marion Local. It's going to be a tough, tough one for us, but we have to get going and hope that Callie Wendell. She went down hard, and she had ice packs on each side of her head. I don't know what that means. In my head, that probably means some sort of concussion because it's a head, but that is nowhere near a medical diagnosis. So just we'll have to see how that goes. We want to thank all of our sponsors. We thank all of you guys for listening. And we'll be back Thursday, simulcasting WPGW with Marion Local, and Friday at Marion Local with the boys.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.